catch the centre closest to you.
Wellington Access Radio 271.2 FM. Awak boleh tu weekend dalam turangan merama terbunuh melelewa. Enak sana tinggal kembali nonton dua dan sampai buka itu itu. Enak bunuh lewa ke Wellington. Nimbula minaka. So awak boleh tu gani. Enak ada tali, enak ada nimbula, enak ada ningganga. Ni mana turangan Tuhan Yesus Kristo. Kau ni takkan bos ni kalau enggan rumah ni kuat. Enak bawa ungeti. Enak bawa tumbir ke weekend. Enak sini ni dai. Enak nimbula ni tahu tu. Enak nimbula ni tahu. Datuk boleh vale. Sedap baru tu boleh menolong halaka. Sedap baru tu main lawan ni motor ka. Kuna sama nga waru mungkin yang matakan isi ini naik Sanung itabi Mubikin dan begitu weekend En matakan isi ini gua En Wellington Access Radio En 271.2 FM En isi ini nga nikua Aun itaka Nina kau tiken daruna kalau kini Ndutan lele bolo Di bingrami En isi ini naik Laku tumbaga mai Nisulan di wangito Sima nande Sima idagadaka Sima iwuli Sama sama ilioni bulu tunde itu En bulu nunggu Nisulan di Kapaka itu Kena bulu Wellington, usaha mula tu ni weekend. Enak sih kami nak nikuah. Sana raba-raba. Kalau kau makin enak sih kami nak nikuah. Aba, mai la umbeka. Tak kau robin buah semua duata. Mai ba, mata kira. Oh, kadang mai binti. Telebu, rewa, serua, unamusi. Sana ulah la bukan roga. Mata kira musa. Sana la bukan kau makin. Usaha mula tu ni. Enak sih kami nak nikuah.
Greetings to those of you that have joined us this morning. Maybe you followed us through our Facebook page, and we would like to say greetings all the way from here, Four Shores, at the FDB ground. And we would like to say thank you for taking the time to join us. We would like to acknowledge you, Foreign Zone, as well as Island. I believe you are rostered for your mission Sunday for this particular Sunday. We take this time to say thank you. I believe we're either meeting with your zones all the way from New Zealand, Australia, American continent, for those of you logging in from Santa Rosa, Bulawinaka, and also to the Europe. I believe it's your Saturday evening, as well as for America as well. Not forgetting Vanuatu, and also greetings to the virtual zones scattered all around, and you're tuning in from whichever country that you're in. We would like to stand today to say thank you for joining us. Today we have been blessed. We have a few divisions from the Central, as well as the Eastern Division, that comes all the way from Nayabu and Wainimbuka. And not forgetting Korobau, let us greet and also acknowledge the Eastern Division that are here with us to join us for the service. The rest of the divisions are actually from here in the Central, which is Suva. And in the afternoon, we also will be back here at 2:30, but minus or not with the Eastern Division. And we would like to say thank you for joining us this morning. We can meet Talangana Leonis of Sugaloto, Kamani Vakarovi, to make my nominee worship centers, so we can meet Lotchibo Matabo Valley, Western Vatican, and Northern Divisions. We stand today to say thank you and say greetings. For the group of yesterday, thank you. See you again next week. And thank you to all of you. I believe for Auntie Rossi, all the way out there in Sangani, we would like to acknowledge and also welcome you from here, because your zone has just finished doing the item. And Talangasa Rossi, and I believe the Rossi family are there in the Sangani village today. We would like to acknowledge, because we believe you will be tuning in as well. Thank you. And also to those of you that are here, maybe you're sitting in the midst of everybody. Today, why we have moved from the gymnasium, the melodic and the for sure, but let it be so we can go get us vaccinated. Amen. And if you're here, we welcome you, the unvaccinated, and also for the first jabs only. But at the gymnasium, the locality, even when on the melodic and the melodic and the vaccinated, fully vaccinated. So that is why we move the service to the for sure, so you can come and also worship with us. Let us welcome the unvaccinated today, and also only those on the first jab that were not able to join us in the previous services at the gymnasium. Nikotalanga we makambula weekend. So we can sell niloti, loniloti weekend. Mrs. Tukana, I believe you are here with your daughter. So we can then send any lot of new Methodist. Either you're sitting from this end or right to the other end. Kerunduri Nikwa to save you. Nakabakalevu for the time taken to come and join us. And not only that, for the heart that you have to come and worship God with us here at the First Shore. So if you do not belong to the Methodist and you're here with us at the First Shore, we stand today to say thank you and welcome to the new Methodist Christian Fellowship scheduled service at the First Shore this morning. And this goes as well to those of you that are logging in, but you do not attend New Methodist, nor do you belong to the church. We stand today to welcome you and thank you for following us. And thank you for being part of the service every Sunday. And don't request the local make it on my TV and the mother of Sawati. Kabakabota weekend and the Vakarong to Manikon Valley Babies Kimminis and the change making in a program. We are so blessed and we are so humbled that you acknowledge the you know, the services and all the things happening through my TV. And I would say today that we are so humbled with the opportunity given for you to choose my TV to be the provider for the word of God to your life, not only on Sunday but every day. So we stand today to say thank you. I speak on behalf of my TV and Stanley Simpson to acknowledge that request that has officially come through my TV. Regardless, maximum maybe juvenile, or maybe some of you people just waiting for your cases to come through. We can tell know you've given up on life. You say to yourself, how did I do this? Why did I do this? You've never forgiven yourself. But this morning we would like to invite you to also encourage you. Our God is a God of second chance. Regardless of what you have done, regardless of those moments of your life that you want to give up on, we would like to encourage you today. Hey, don't give up on life yet. Grab the hem of his garment and tell him that he is your God and he is here to restore you. He's going to love you for the way you are. That you're an outcast. No, your God is closer to you than the clothes you wear. Grab him and tell him that you love him and forgive yourself and come forward before God. And maybe you're listening to me today as I speak, acknowledging the prisoners, the Holy Spirit is burning me for the victims. Amen. So we can and then I catch, okay, well deserved. Now I can find closure to my craze because, you know, it's taken to task. Yes, everybody will feel that way. Maybe if it happened to me, I might feel that way as well. But today, we would like to stand on behalf of those prisoners who have offended you in any way, who have leave a scar and hurt you. The pain that they have done is so hard for you to forgive. We stand today to seek your forgiveness on their behalf. And please, allow the Lord to give you solace and good closure. And also allow the Lord to give that heart of forgiveness so we can give them another chance. So we stand today to say thank you for joining us. And also we came in and damage gonna be one in bullet to be mate, sakame rawa. So we can just look bullet. You're actually logging in. I've been receiving a lot of prayer requests on sickness. And that is why I don't want to forget the prayer request every day. Every Sunday as we stand. We don't want to walk past that moment. Yes, we can be excited talking about God's goodness. But I'm always reminded there are people out there with ailments and crying, not knowing how many days do you have left. Kidney problem percentage keep on falling. Dialysis keep on increases. Costs keep on going up. A lot of things that you say to yourself, you may not live longer than the way you have planned or even dreamt. So today we would like to also acknowledge and welcome you. We want to bless 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 you. Find a joy in your heart and serve him with gladness. He will give your heart's desire. And today, whatever sickness you may be suffering, tell the sickness to leave you. And today, whatever things and struggles that you're going through, maybe, yeah, the doctor's doing their job. They're giving you the exact factual report of the sickness that you're suffering. But you hear the facts, you believe in God. You hear the facts, you have faith in God. And have faith that you're going to be healed, and you will be healed completely. I'll give you something to celebrate. Hallelujah.
Because the weekend, the turang, the maram, the corbono, and the lawa, and the tinga bani, and the vanua. and the sir sir to my television my kandabu at my viti at lau we come do my lau isa and do malombula na wale bune sema to my come do my namu kay lau my kambara my mode my komo my botoniata my boto my ono lau fulang na botaki onge nimbula binaka my lakemba my didia bune umbula mango katfana tuda nimbula binaka ena sema takani sing nindai my na asa samwala my tutoya botalaki na my nungu ena nivasu namu kay my matuku nimbula binaka botalaki na my mwala nimbula binaka sing nimbula my bune batu botalaki na my kandabu mai sake ono kotu sumu sargira nimbula binaka atu somba malabu nimbula binaka kemundo mai na soso mai na viti kemata kile kemundo mai lombi mai waya darogo tu kana tukuni alo nikua da baga vini binaka tiku bana turanga hena singa binaka nikua we were just claiming that Yasawa will become a region darogo la nikua na tukuni alo we ingaswe na na kai tusana katiko hemeni na kago tusana ka the things that you confess you'll soon possess
amen
hemeni na kago baga tusana na ndona singa na tomba le mai weko malitaba we walk by faith not by sight wa mula tal de weekend na turanga na marama zaru no ne lewa zaga ba obisa we stay se ni todo ni obisa vi lo ni todo ni obisa ni mbula mina gani ndo shama tiku mai sanga ni mula dabi vi ke mnina na dabo mata ivalu tele na mbua mai tele na maka mai wa yabi mai lo toka ba tule ku ko mai na basa ni mbula mina ka ve kemba ke ni mata ivalu ni mbula mina ka vi ke mndo na vendel ni nuku mai senai ni mbula mina ka mai Syria ina vindelana ni mbula binaka ina singa bina ni kwa ni roitabi me kero bwa mbula tiku bikenda ina singa bina ni kwa sita la ni mbula labi bikenda na leo imiti ni lako bangito ba lakalaka wangande ba kabuli seke muni sa leo ni tunde leo ni bulo tunde ya bulo ni tiku kina kima misa waka mbula tuka ina foswa totoka tulandraki tombo suwa waka lindi marabu lalu reitu na isa sokolami wa ingena kitale nga embasi kalibu mai ombega ziri awa waka talaki enu de tambongo enu mayas mataka nisika ni na inda waka bila binaka waka lebu wana kalu waka susu manda wala turanga kabi kwa ya toka esa mungu zi ngupa tukuna lange free kwa kereza tukuna matali singa singa ni saumi
emeni
yuko somo na liwa liwa yuko somo na wai yuna kalowe soma raka tumai uza mailo malange kina matali singa meri liwi saumi na ngona ni yata baba takinoa kina lange rao zi ngupa usama lima zi ngupa talingua senga waka nduwa ni vau stail na lange sulia na kalowe na singa binaka ni kwa kabi kenda ni voltambu ena mazi una kena wase tinga nduwa ruso ulgo walu ruso ulga liwa kina tol so bulu ndula kwa maivia kwa kwa mdu bando sa oda ni zolata oda ni zolata oda ni zolata eso sa oda ni zolata sa andreke so sa andreke andreke sa yara so sa yara yara sa biu kwa kwa tuko chisu ndula kwa maivia come on to me all of you are tired of carrying heavy load and I'll give peace to your soul kwa kwa ndula kwa maivia kwa kwa mdu bando sa oda ni zolata ni zolata bibi kwa mdu bando kwa kwa mdu hallelujah doctor wiki mdu na nungu ibuwa Amen. Ni sarara na nungu ibu wange mamanda na nungu idola dola.
Hallelujah.
Yano bishureti uo sibi ndondua. Ke tutu na bishureti. Ngo indo na bishureti ni. Uo sibi ndondua. And every time the program 10:30, every Sunday morning, it's about God of our nation. And this God is calling everyone. We think that money will solve our problem. We think that education will solve our problem. We think that achieving, or maybe going overseas, or whatever we do, it's good, but will not solve your problem. Because the Bible says that life is in the Word.
Amen.
Kami kan wal tamuli sambula bosan di kalau kau 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 ngata sara kemuzungan ini selalu membetirua mesuaka kawasia mesuaka kawasia kemal ezru mangai bagatakila mesuaka ngai wasia ezru mangai bagatakila mai nak aku sini kila
emeni
mena hal talaga nang ona mena nanduri mata ikuaya kena rarere ikuaya kasih talaga nyindu leka kena rabuni tagarawa Kembali matanga ni sikini ndai. The solution to every problem that we have.
Amen.
Whether it's a physical, whether it's a spiritual, or whether it's a mental. The answer is in the Word of God. And that's why we encourage everyone. We encourage every church goers. And we encourage every senior pastors. Vaga unge titiko na biisongo songo lotu wa Kristo. Yungu na kamusite utiko na lotu wa Kristo. Kena na ulanga tuwelewu na lotu wa Kristo sambule tuko endendai. But we can't see Christ in the Christian life. We're supposed to see Christ in the Christianity.
Yes.
And it's a big challenge.
Before you leave your home, God knows exactly what you go through. Every word that departs from your lips, from your mouth, or even from in your heart, God already knew everything that you are going through. So feel free and open up. Don't mask yourself. You're wearing a mask, but don't mask yourself when you come to God. Because it's God knows everything that you're going through. God knows the pain that you go through. God knows the problem that you're going through. God knows the mountain that you are climbing. Some of us, we just starting. Some of us in the midway. Some of us, we even try to reach the top. And God knows every problem that we are going through. And that's why he said, come unto me. Because he alone knows the plan he has for us. The plan to prosper us and never to harm us. And to give us a future that we hope for. The Bible verse of Jeremiah 29:11 is so easy for us to say. It's easy for us to talk about it. It's easy for us to start with our testimony or to share with somebody. But if you can only know the power that God created you in your mother's womb and designed you and put everything in you. So whatever you go through in life, whether you come from Lao, you come from Naitasiri, you come from Nandi, you come from Lamasa, you come from Mua, God knows everything that you'll face in life. You have the energy and the power and the authority because of Jesus who has sent us. The Bible says the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is the same power that you have. Don't you know that you have the power of God in you, given by God because of the name of Jesus? Hallelujah. We want to encourage you this wonderful morning because of the problem, because of the situation that you're going through. And sometimes it was done by your forefathers, or maybe your neighbors, or maybe your spouse, or maybe somebody else. But because God lives, because Christ lives, you can face your tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
Everyone sitting here this morning, those that are watching on television and those that are watching on Facebook, every one of us, we are going through trials and temptation, the mountains that we go through. And sometimes you feel lonely, sometimes you feel that nobody knows what you're going through. But know today, the Bible says, come unto me, all of you are tired of carrying heavy loads. Yeah. I'll give rest to your soul. Take my yoke and put it on you, because my load is light. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we want to challenge our life today. And Jesus said, can I have a water? Can you give me a glass of water? And this woman complaining, you know, a lot of about seven spirits came out from her. Her words alone shows the spirit inside. If you only know the love of God and the one that is speaking to you, you will ask him of water.
Amen.
If only Christians know the Christ that we serve.
Amen.
And a lot of money was lost, I get to Balian in the new way. And then, and I'm going to Sit down. He spoke to the wind, sit down and speak to the wind, shut up.
Hallelujah.
And the disciple asked among themselves, who is this man? Even the wind and the waves listen to his voice. They don't know this was the voice in Genesis chapter 1. And the word of God says, there be light and shall be light.
Amen.
Right place at the right time with the right word. Oh, hallelujah. Slap your high five, man. Because we are living in a life, everything that happened in the spiritual will be manifested in the physical. So whatever is manifested in the physical, that is exactly what is happening in the spiritual.
Amen.
So that's why, children of God, you have the authority to bind every curses, every process in the spiritual realm. When you bind that, and that is God authority that allows you to walk manifested in the physical.
Isaiah 55:8-9, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways your ways. As high as the heavens above the earth are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Maybe you listen today and you say to yourself, you've never forgiven yourself. Why? Whatever it is, maybe you got hurt, maybe your parents went their separate way. I was actually sharing yesterday on the family table talk. I remember all those Sundays. The Via Kavikata Sigatambu, not Tamago Kuturanga Baktawa. Via Kavini Sigatambu, and I ayani Tikona Tinangu, Nanito Valley, Sangakina in the lounge, open space, but it's gonna need to store. Kitona non don't make it to the Chilakatumini store. Via Sigatambu. And I am in a net to soul and a tinago, and Mavaro to get on a be mother, or get on and Dandavo get it to get on a yet to Nalanser. Langapolot, Vitalanoa. There was a moment that we always talk with our parents about our future. Story after story, every Sunday, and we always call it the Bambakau night. Ngoni nini to munuti Bambakau. Langono suto, susurak to make it, my father wanted me to be a doctor. I was the youngest. I'm sharing my story because you maybe, you know, you can relate to what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Things that you have planned didn't work out. But always remember, he still has the best for you.
Yeah.
Oh. His thoughts are still the best for you. I forgot that our kitchen has tap water inside the house. We have an outside tap for our farm. I ran out to go and get that water. Just in time to give it to my father. I'll never forget his face. There are moments of your life, like what Gasile was sharing this morning on about power in the word. At least you can have a roti kiko. One day my mom is not going to be here. One day my dad is not going to be here. But when it's so sudden, you're not prepared. I wasn't. From 3 at Jasper Williams High School. That day I will never forget. It changed my whole life. The dream that I used to talk about with my father to be a doctor, that dream was killed that night. Jeremiah 29:11. I alone know the plans I have for you, to prosper, never to harm. To prosper, never to harm. To prosper, never to harm. Hallelujah. That's him. He's telling you. Because his ways are higher. Maybe you raise your hand. Lord, yes. You're going to turn over the cloud. My husband, you took my husband, you took my wife. For that to benefit, yes. Make the decision now. And worship him with truth and spirit.
Hallelujah.
Don't allow a 10-wheeler. Don't allow a trunk. Don't allow COVID for you to realize the precious value of your family and life. Hallelujah.
The Bible says, I alone knows the plan I have for you. I alone. He's speaking to Jeremiah to tell the Israelites that they were in Zion. They forgot everything in Zion.
Hallelujah.
So he took them to Babylon as slave.
Amen.
They were slave. Children of God, yes. They subject to Nebuchadnezzar. And they were complaining. They start to worship God. They start to go down to the rivers of Babylon. And they start to worship from there. When they were in Jerusalem, they never worshiped God. So whenever you go through this life, regardless what the life throw at you,
Amen.
That is the formula or the equation that God wants us to go through to make us better.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, slap your neighbor and tell your neighbor, man, make me better.
Yo, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Kago wako ya usakila. Usakila na nungu na numa. Because I believe those moments will never go out of your mind.
Yes. When he actually grabbed the glass of water, he just sipped once. Why? You know, you receive information. You hear all those stories when he's dying. And it may be you. You may be listening today. There are things you ask yourself, I could have done that. I should have done that. Or maybe somebody passed on because was not vaccinated. You're listening today. And you're crying in your heart asking your husband or your wife, please be vaccinated, stay with us. Please don't leave us. No matter regardless of what you think, that is just God's plan. You may say to take away my father. I look back, I didn't understand God then. I don't drink. I don't go to parties like a normal young girl would be. I worked alone as a regent of Fiji Hotel, traveling all the way from Lotoka to Nandi, have access, go past hotels, what the world offers. I was never tempted. The only thing that was placed in my heart after I lost my dad was to look for this God, if there is anything else apart from the God that I serve through the church with my father. I was in the room and I was in the room and I was in the room and I was so hungry to find out more about this God with that question, why did you take my father? The deeper I search for God, I learn how to tithe when I'm only 14 years old. When I was only 14, I heard from the Assemblies of God church, I began to...